This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said it was checking to see if it had killed Hamas's second highest military leader in an airstrike in Gaza, media said, as prospects fade of a ceasefire to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
If his death is confirmed, Marwan Issa would be the highest-ranking Hamas official killed by Israel in 5 months of war that have pulverized the Gaza Strip and killed thousands of Palestinians. Nicknamed the Shadow Man for his ability to stay off Israel's radar, he's one of three top Hamas leaders who planned the October 7th attack and are believed to still be directing military operations. Israeli Army Radio said the An-Nusayrat camp in central Gaza had been bombed on Saturday night, following intelligence about Issa's location, and five people were killed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. NATO boss Jens Stoltenberg made clear on Monday he disagreed with Pope Francis's comments that Ukraine should have the courage of the white flag and negotiate an end to the war triggered by Russia's invasion.
If we want a negotiated, peaceful, lasting solution, the way to get there is to provide the military support to Ukraine.
The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization in the interview with Reuters also distanced himself from French President Emmanuel Macron's declaration Western allies should not rule out deploying troops to Ukraine. Sweden's national flag has been raised at NATO headquarters to cement the Nordic country's place as the 32nd member. The ceremony on Monday came more than 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which persuaded Sweden's reluctant public to seek safety under the alliance's security umbrella. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to meet with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica as part of an urgent push to solve Haiti's spiraling crisis. Monday's meeting comes as pressure grows on Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry to resign or agree to a transitional council. It's not clear if Henry will attend the closed-door meeting organized by members of a regional trade bloc known as CARICOM. For months, its members have pressed for a transitional government in Haiti as violent protests demanded Henry's resignation. The leader of Yemen's branch of al-Qaeda is dead, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Al-Qaeda isn't giving details of the death of its leader in Yemen. The militant group released a video of the body of Khalid al-Batarfi, wrapped in a white funeral shroud and al-Qaeda's black and white flag. There was no clear sign of trauma visible on his face. Al-Batarfi was believed to be in his early 40s. The U.S. government had placed a $5 million bounty on al-Batarfi's head for leading al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which had long been considered the most dangerous branch of the extremist group still operating after the U.S. killing of founder Osama bin Laden. But it's believed to have been weakened in recent years because of infighting and suspected U.S. drone strikes that have killed its leaders. I'm Donna Warder.
China on Monday wrapped up an annual meeting of its National People's Congress. During the week-long gathering, China's top leader Xi Jinping further cemented his grip on power. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Beijing.
A choreographed demonstration of Xi Jinping's growing strength. At a meeting of China's parliament, legislators endorsed decisions made by the Communist Party. Only a handful of delegates voted against any of the proposals. Here, the point is to portray harmony, not debate or dissent. Virtually everything we've seen here this week was very tightly scripted. In fact, it's hard to think of anything at all that happened that wasn't expected. But that reveals something important, how the Communist Party and Xi Jinping have dramatically expanded control over the state. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Beijing.
The Princess of Wales has apologized for confusion caused by her editing of a family photo released by the palace. The image of Kate and her children was intended to calm concern and speculation about the princess's health, but had the opposite effect. Several news agencies that initially published the photo, including the Associated Press, withdrew the image over concerns over digital manipulation. The retraction sent online speculation about Kate's health into overdrive. I'm Joe Ramsey.